Boy, I tell you, the hypocrisy is everywhere right now. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
So when there were big swaths of Seattle burning down last summer, Donald Trump said, I'll send in the National Guard if your local politicians won't do anything. And then finally, Jay Inslee said, well, we'll let the National Guard come in, but they will be unarmed. And I thought that was interesting, given that with predictions of violence in Olympia for the legislative session that started yesterday, Jay Inslee called in the National Guard, and they were armed. Rifles slung over their shoulders. Apparently, our politicians need a higher level of safety and security than the citizens who own homes and businesses where all the rioting was taking place. Another little bit of hypocrisy. Almost everybody on the left in our region is absolutely against a wall. You know, Donald Trump went down and visited the portion of the wall that was built on the U.S.-Mexico border. He visited there earlier today. Everyone here is against a wall. You can't have a wall. We need to build bridges, not walls. But once again, in Olympia, when there were threats of violence, what did they do? They said, well, we got to keep the people away from the Capitol and the legislative office building. And so we need a wall. So they built up a big chain link fence to keep citizens away from the state capitol. And I just find it ironic that they tell us we can't have a wall to keep people who don't belong in this country, to keep them out, but we can build a wall to keep people who do belong in the state capitol and as part of the legislative process, and we must keep them out. As I said, the hypocrisy is everywhere. State Senator Mike Patton is part of this legislative session. He is not in favor of the wall that they've erected around the state capitol, the big fence. And he joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Good afternoon, Dory.
Okay, so we need a wall around the state capitol, but we can't have one on the U.S.-Mexico border. Why is that?
Well, that's because Jay Inslee wants to build that wall, at least one wall. It's an 8-foot-high chain-link fence, and it prohibits people from congregating on the Capitol steps. That's the area between the legislative building and the Temple of Justice. That is the traditional area that has been the scene of rallies and protest marches for well over 50 years. And, I mean, it was being used when I first came to the legislature in 1981. So all sorts of different groups protesting proposed right-to-work law, the March for Life folks. And different times, Occupy Washington came, and at that point, the Democrats invited him in and fed him pizza, you know. But now, because of this event, apparently at the governor's mansion where there was no vandalism, no damage to speak of, and the people peacefully left after talking to a state patrolman. Because of that, they built this wall. It's kind of like, don't let any crisis go to waste. We want to build a wall. I will point out the wall covers all the buildings except the Senate Republican office building, the new House building. And they asked our Senate Republican leadership if they could build a fence around that. And our leader said, no, we don't want to be walled off from the citizens we represent.
Well, and how much interaction is there going to be? Because I know that there has been a vote and a big push to make this a virtual legislative session, and that it'll be conducted via Zoom. Isn't that how it's going to play out now?
Well, that's how most of it's going. There are a few members of the Senate that will be on the Senate floor, but all the committees are virtual. It is easier to testify, but you can't be there in person. And Dory, there have been legislation that has been stopped because of it. We had that bill on the hairdressers where they wanted to unionize all the hairdressers and say they couldn't have independent contractors where one person has the shop and maybe rents out three or four chairs and the people run their own business. So, and that got stopped because 1,000 hairdressers came down to Olympia. Well, you won't be able to do that this session.
I know that one of your colleagues, Senator Erickson, he said, why don't we just do a 30-day session that is laser focused on COVID-19, how to distribute the vaccine, how to handle the reaction to the business community and all of that. And then let's come back in the fall. Hopefully people would be vaccinated, and let's come back in the fall and let's do the people's business without it being under the cloak of COVID. I mean, is that a fear that a lot of things are going to get rammed through here without the people knowing about it?
Yeah, we're missing that participation, and now they can't even protest on the Capitol steps. We've got a provision in the city constitution that says the doors should be open, and yet they're not open, not even to just a few observers. But I think things could be done safely. They could be done with social distancing, with the requirement inside to wear the mask. All those things could be accomplished. So, and yesterday, I would say law enforcement, the State Patrol, and the military and the National Guard, as you said, fully armed, outnumbered the protesters at least 10 to 1.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, because Jay Inslee believes that the political class needs a much higher level of protection than the people whose homes and businesses were getting burned down all summer and fall. Here's the other thing that's troubling to me, Senator. You've got an awful lot of tax bills that they want to make happen, including the first ever income tax in our state's history. They call it a capital gains tax, but you and I both know that that is an income tax. They want to push this through, and as I understand it, they're attaching an emergency clause, which means that these things would not even be subject to a citizens' referendum to overturn them. Is that truly happening?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's happening. Whether it will pass or not remains to be seen, but the emergency clause is a real bad thing. As you say, it prevents the people from participating and being a balance and a check on a runaway legislature. So we've prided ourselves having referendums and initiative, and I think that's a very cynical play. Now, it's absolutely an income tax. 49 other states, Department of Revenue, Jason Mercier from the Policy Center did a study. They all consider it an income tax. There's not a question. But our governor continues to go around and say it's not an income tax, but it definitely is.
Well, there's no question that the IRS has said it is. And in fact, the state of Washington, in a lot of official documents, calls capital gains income. And so yeah, they're just playing word games to try to make this happen. So how worried should I be? How worried should my listeners be about the, not just the taxation, but the erosion of freedom and liberties that, I've heard many people say this is going to be the most radical legislative session in our state's history. How concerned about this should we be?
Well, I think they should be very concerned and be engaged and be contacting the legislators through the 1-800-562-6000 number. Get a list of their office phone numbers and call in there if they are concerned about specific legislation. But they do need to be very engaged. We do have this crazy Zoom process. We don't know exactly how that's going to work. It may slow down things a little bit, which in my mind would be a good thing, considering, as you mentioned, the radical agenda that's being pushed on a lot of bills. I mean, obviously, there's some that are not that way, but there's an awful lot that are. So, yeah, people need to watch it, and the more folks like you, Dory, can alert them as to what's going on, the better.
Yep, well, I plan to do that. And I understand that when you were talking about the fence that they've built around the Capitol complex there, you paraphrased this guy.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yeah, Inslee for Gorbachev there? Is that what you're doing?
June 12, 1987, Reagan said that, and then Inslee builds the wall. Yeah, I said, tear down this wall, Mr. Inslee. And I think that's what the people want. I think that's what they deserve. And to me, the wall is a sign, really, of tyranny. And we have had, like I said, marches and protests, the Capitol steps, probably for 100 years, and never have we had a wall built up to prohibit citizens from taking their grievances to their representatives. And we've never had really any major problems with that. I mean, there were a couple times where groups came in. I mean, the Evergreen students came in once on the floor of the House and urinated on the floor and everything, but they didn't get into the Senate that year because they had better security in the Senate. So, but I mean, steps can be taken, and the people have a right to assemble. We could have handled this yesterday with just maybe a few more state patrolmen. We didn't need the National Guard called out. We didn't need an 8-foot fence to restrict the citizens' right to protest. It's really a sad day that all this happened.
Yes, it is. All right. We'll keep fighting the good fight, Sander, and let's stay in touch throughout the session, okay?
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. State Senator Mike Padden joining us from Olympia. And this is a sad day where your state government is now actively working on many fronts in many ways, whether it be the armed National Guard that they refused to send to the riots in Seattle, whether it be the wall that they've built around the Capitol complex, the emergency clause they're slapping on bills so that citizens can't have some say about them down the road. You better understand that they are going to extraordinary lengths for the most radical legislative session in the history of our state.